But here's okay, so it doesn't fly. The bracha we make on the shofar is a bracha l'shmaya kol shofar, to hear the cry of the shofar. Mentioned this in the past here in this Beis Medrash. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah is the avodah of Soloveitchik described for us to hear the primal, inarticulate cry, the pure cry of a child that's being born again. The Baal Shem Tov, they say, one Yom HaKippurim felt that there was a terrible Gzar Din in Shemayim. And the Hasidim saw his tefillos were very, very despondent. And the Rebbe's, it was clear, a lot of atzvus. And then for 10 minutes he was silent. And then he started again with the Gevaldike Simcha. It was clear to the Hasidim that the Gzar Din had been destroyed. And they asked him, Rebbe, what happened? What changed? And they say, the Rebbe responded that there was a poor child boy who had come into the back of the Beis Medrash. He was an orphan. He hadn't had the opportunity to even learn more than just Kamatz Aleph Av, Kamatz Beis Ba. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please put together the Oisius, the letters for me. And that's going to be my tefillah. The Baal Shem Tov said, our Hechara Kavanas, our holy Kavanas, were nothing compared to the purity of this boy. Ani yeshena velibi er kol doidi doifek bischili. There's the call of ani ledodi vedodi li. A very pure call of a child saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to come back to you. I had a very, very emotional interaction with two people who had no idea that how emotional the interaction was for me on the train coming here to the Kollel. There was a German couple that was sitting across from me. Beautiful people. Very, very polite, visiting Jerusalem for their second time. And they saw me preparing for the Hilchos Shabbos here. And they asked me, why is it that some of you dress differently? Some of you wear these types of clothing, some of that type of clothing. So I both say, thankfully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me Seata D'Shmaya, because I could be cynical sometimes too. And I didn't give them a cynical response. And I explained to them, you know, we come from different places all over the world. Some of us come from Africa, some from Egypt. Some of us come from Europe, from Poland. I come from Poland, I told them. And many of us try to continue the traditions that we had from the culture that we had came from. They asked me, you study because you're a rabbi? I said, no. And immediately what flashed to mind was, do you know who my Elter Zayde was? He wasn't a Rav. But every day after a long day of work, Elter Zayde, who was murdered by your countrymen, maybe by your ancestors, he learned because kihem chayenu varech yomenu. You only study the Old Testament, is that right? That's true. And think to myself, I'm in a totally different world. And think to myself, is that a reason to murder us? You also study other things, right? Something like the Talmud. I decide that I'm going to change the subject. I say, they're not going to understand what Masorah is. I say to them, is it nice here in Israel? Are you having a good time? They say to me, the trains are beautiful here. They're just like in Germany. And immediately, my mind flashes to Elter Zayde. huddled with the hundreds, and my mother must have had hundreds of cousins that were killed al Kiddush Hashem. They ask, how do your children study? Do they study in Hebrew or in English? How many children do you have? I answer, I have four children, and I want to tell them, do you know who my oldest son is named after? Rav Menachem Zemba, who was killed like Kid Shem Shemayim. His Torah, we're still trying to capture the osios da parechas ba'avir. And then when they ask me what language, how am I going to convey all these emotions? This feeling of, how can I bring back the Buba and Zayda, all the tsar that they had gone through? And then something dawns upon me. And I say to them, do you know that there are schools here today that are learning what my great-grandparents studied in Europe in the Holocaust in the exact same language and the exact same material? Do you know, I say to them, that we have recreated, Baruch Hashem, almost everything that we've had, but it's not... And this part I didn't say, it's not the cursed land of Europe anymore, the land of Christian Edom, but in Arzenu HaKdosha. And at that moment I feel, I say goodbye to them, I wish them that they should have a good time here in Israel. I say, Baruch Hashem, Buben Zeda, this is the ultimate Nekama. What was the secret of Klal Yisrael? How was Klal Yisrael able to rebuild this? And Rabosai, I want to get at to the essence of what our avoda is together, coming towards Yom Noran, coming towards the Kol Shofar. Rabbi Yaakov Tesler, who's a Night Seder Rebbe over here in Yeshiva, has a grandfather who's also a Holocaust survivor. And he and I are very close. We grew up in the same neighborhood. I was zocheh to be back with him now. Unfortunately, everybody should daven for him. Shehav refuah shlema. His body is racked with cancer. His name is Usher Anshul ben Chai Rezel. And it was one mincha. Before mincha, he had arranged. He's finished Shas twice with Daf Yomi. And it was before Mincha and Shabbos that he arranges every time that I come that we should learn Daf Yomi together. It's an older shul. Most of the people, they barely get a minyan. Baruch Hashem, here in Eretz Yisrael, the shuls are overflowing. In Brooklyn, they're slowly, on the outlying areas in Brooklyn, they're slowly. And every time we come, he arranges a Daf Yomi. He comes into Daf Yomi 20 minutes late. He's already, there are signs already that the cancer is taking effect on his guf. And he's breathing heavily. And he says to me, Chaimo, you know what I thought? It was almost impossible for me to get out of bed. But you know what I thought? When those Germans kicked me out of bed in the morning, did I get out of bed? And it should be less HaKadosh Baruch Hu who loves me. That's what he says to me. Ani Yeshena, his guf, 50 years ago, was racked and decimated. He had seen his father taken away from him. If I'm not mistaken, it was Yom Kippur night, was the last time he saw his father. It was Ani Yeshena, his guf, was entirely decimated. V'libier. A pure, pure, pure neshama. He hadn't had much time to even learn in yeshiva. We have learned in yeshiva more than he did. And someone who's racked 50 years later, ani yeshena, but the heart is alive. Kol dodi dofek bischili. That's the secret in Klal Yisrael. The secret is when we hear the Kol Shofar, to realize that despite all of the Maisim that we worked upon, and we spoke about this last week with the Shana Bet, Rabosai, it's not the Pu'ulos that we have to be misaking. It's the Rachmona Liba Boy, it's the Kol Doidi Doifek Bizchili. Rabban Shul told me that in the 50s, he and his wife, they didn't have any family, there was nothing left. They had no one to support them. They were very poor. And he told me, at a Hava Mina, Rabbi Yaakov, to send your father to public school. And his wife, the Bina Yaseira, said to him, Anshul, we'll eat one meal a day, but our children are going to go to yeshiva. We're not talking about in the camps. We're talking about New York City in the early 1950s. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabosai teaches us through our Masorah that there is a deep, deep call. Not mitzvahs and amilus b'tayra, which is for sure keim chayinu varech yomeinu, but there's a kol shofar. There's the purity of the komatz aleph o, the komatz beis bo. That how many talmidim have thought about when most of the time they've been focusing on shnayim osim b'talis and elu metzias. When the kolo guys are clearing how the Isra of Basa Becholov is created. Koldodi Dofik Biskili. HaKadosh Baruch should give us the Siyata Deshmaya. That the Koldodi Dofik that our Zaydis and Bubas embodied be a Koldodi Dofik, whether the Guf is Er or it's Yeshana. And Rabosai, don't give up, as I spoke about last week. Please don't give up where a person says, Ani Yeshena, I've been sleeping all year. The Kol Shofar is Uru Yeshena Mishenaschem. Even if there are so many Averis that we know that our Guf accomplished, and it could be that peasant boy had done real Averis in the previous year. Averis that the Baal Shem Tov never would have had a Hava Mina to have done. But when he turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment, and he said, Komatz Aleph, oh! When we ourselves are recreated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayom Haras Olam, then we could create a Kol Dodi Dofek Bischili, that could create a tshuva shleima. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. That the nekama that Klal Yisrael has got should not chas v'chalila be for naught. That we've created and even exceeded the Torah that the Nazis, that those Germans tried to destroy. It's not enough. The tahara, the purity of those people who had learned less than us, is something that we also have to have. Maybe Zaycha to a tshuva shleima.